message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Hallelujah. I also want to appreciate everyone in the house, everyone seated, or everyone that has deemed it fit to be here this evening. Honestly, this year's conference has been so, so great. The first talk this evening has been so awesome that even yesterday, Pastor took some of my message in the spirit, and I was wondering if he used spiritual Zender or spiritual infrared to pop some of the message, what will I say? And Pastor Moshebi came to nail it again. He took some. So brethren, but I know one thing, that when you see repetition, it's a confirmation that God wants some things to sink in more in us. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So in few minutes that I'll be speaking, because we're going to have a question and answer session after this for the first talk and this aspect. So please gather all the questions together. There will be a question and answer session immediately after this session. Praise the Lord. So I'm sharing or teaching on secrets to a successful relationship. Secrets to a successful relationship. How many of us know that with all the word that God's servant gave to us yesterday to reign, if you are made and you are reigning, your relationship can destroy that reign. How many of us are witness in the house? Your relationship can destroy you from reigning. King Ahab in the Bible, I'm sure, if he had not married Jezebel, perhaps he wouldn't have ended up like that, because Jezebel assisted him in doing evil, more evil. Do you not marry a Jezebelic woman? The men are seriously saying amen. Hallelujah. The Lord help us all in Jesus' name. Quickly, I say, why is it necessary to get it right in your relationship? Why is it necessary to get it right in your relationship? We tackled the relationship aspect this evening. Why is it necessary for you to get it right? Number one, there is a level of misunderstanding or misconception in relationship dynamics in the world. Number one, there is a level of misconception or misunderstanding of relationship dynamic in the world. How do I mean? In this world, the way people perceive relationship is different from the way it should be. Pastor Moshebi said it earlier that, you know, those James Hadley Chase thing, Nails and Bones, if you're a reader of all those novels back then, I tell you, it has a way of shaping your head such that you'd be imagining that that's a particular way your relationship should be. You know, that's where it was in those books I got, TDH, The Tall, Dark and Handsome, imagining that when I'm going to get married, I'm going to get married to a TDH. Nothing more, nothing less. You know, not it could be more, but nothing less. TDH, I'll get married to a man that will bring me breakfast in bed. You know, those kind of imagination. But honestly, that's for the world. People still imagine such, even in Bollywood and Nollywood, that Pastor Moshe was saying, you marry a man that brings you, makes your... Some ladies imagine that when the man is able to make you breakfast in bed, it's so romantic. But come back to the real world. The Bible world that we know is that Proverbs 31 woman, she rises up early and attends to her needs in the house. That means she doesn't wait for the breakfast in bed. What do I mean? That's a misconception of the way a relationship should be in this age and time. That's not how the world runs relationship. It's different from how the Bible, there's a biblical way that relationship should run. Hallelujah. So number two, your relationship has a great impact in your destiny. Your relationship has a great impact in your destiny. One of the greatest decisions in life is to marry the right person. One of the most disastrous decisions a man or woman can make is to be in the wrong relationship. One day in a wrong marriage is like 1,000 days in hellfire. You don't want to experience it. You don't experience it in the name of Jesus. Number two, I said your relationship has a great impact on your destiny. Marry right. So that is why this meeting tonight is very key. Marry right. Don't marry a fool. Ladies, don't marry a fool. Not for any reason. Guys, don't marry a foolish woman. Not for any reason. I pray you will get it right in the name of Jesus. Quickly, because I have very limited time and I have so much, I'm going to just wrap. Permit me to put everything in just little bits. Tips for successful relationship. Number one is the God factor. 1 John chapter 4 verse 7 to 8. 1 John 4, 7 to 8. The God factor. The Bible says, beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. And everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. 1 John 4:7-8. God himself is love. God is love. God is love. If you must get it right, the foundation of the right relationship, of any right relationship, is God. Without God, the Bible says in John chapter 15 verse 5, without me, ye can do nothing. In other words, without Christ in that relationship, without God himself in that relationship can't work. When you marry outside God, you are exposed to so many dangers. 1 John, media, 1 John, that's the first part. Okay, this, it's okay. Don't consider an unbeliever in your search for the right person. In your search, nowadays, you know, the world is so changed. As I said, don't have a wrong perception about our relationship. Nowadays, a lot of ladies, the first thing they want, this first standard they set for themselves is, if I must get married to a man, he must have wadada. Pastors have said he must be pocketically loaded. A man that is pocketically loaded, that has no God in his life, is a man that will lead that boat to hell. Because one day, those riches have, Bible says money has wings. They could fly away. But what happens when it's all gone? But I pray you will marry right in the name of Jesus. Don't have the notion of converting. I've heard of sister saying, "Ma, I just like this guy. You are not the Holy Spirit. Don't convert him. Let him be converted by himself." It is important for you to understand who you are. When you understand who you are in Christ, it helps you to understand some things that you can't settle. Who you are, if you know who you are, it helps you explain a lot of things in life. 1 Peter 2:9, who are you? I am a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people. I am the light of this world, the source of the earth. I am a daughter of Zion. If you are a lady, if you are a man, you know that you are a man that cannot cheapen yourself. Back then when I was in school, my undergraduate days, there used to be this guy in our class. I read sociology. And then they termed him Mr. Handsome of my department. So, I don't know, somehow, there was a time he came close to me and I knew that he was trying to make advances. But you know, fine he might be. He was, they called him Mr. Handsome because he had this baby face and he was this rich boy, I don't know. But he brought car to school and he's like, bim, bim, bim. You know, those kind of imagine things that you see a lot of ladies flocking around him. So, I don't know, somehow we were not close, but somehow he made some funny things. So, and then I looked at him, I said, who do you take me for? Number one, he might be fine, but he's not my kind of person. So, me knowing who I am made me to understand who I can settle for. I don't know if I've been able to make sense this evening. Knowing who you are knows it might look nice on the face. It might be a devil package. Hello? So, knowing who you are helps you to know who you can settle for. Who you are, if you know who you are in Christ as a young man, who you are in Christ as a young lady, when a married man passes, makes advances at you, and you know it's married, you know it's not, you cannot settle for that. It is here I hear a lot of ladies who say, what if I have seen ladies wishing that the person's wife will die and they will come in. Forgetting that when you come in, if truly you ever come in, somebody will pray you to die again and somebody else will come in. So don't get wrong notion. God is the foundation for any relationship. If you must get it right in relationship, you yourself, package yourself well in Christ. God will help you get the right person. How does he help you? Put yourself in prayer. Be sensitive. I've started praying for my relationship. Don't say how early, secondary school days. Not like I was carnal, but somebody gave me understanding. Keep praying. You don't need to wait to be at the forefront as a soldier before you start loading your bullet. You must have loaded it way back before you come to the forefront. That means you don't wait at that time. You need a relationship before you start praying for your relationship. Start praying for your partner way early. So that when he comes, God will help open your eyes to see it. Be sensitive, even when you are in church. Not everything inside water is a fish. Not everything in the barracks is a soldier. People buy and sell in the barracks. Everybody in church is not born again. So be sensitive. That God factor doesn't... People come to shop for people in church and go. But when you are sensitive, you are also sound spiritually. Nobody can use... Back then, I used to say something that if you are a sister brother, if you are a SU brother, and you wish me,
And I will ask you, let that God that gave you the vision show it to me too, because I'm also loaded. Let him show it to me that you are, and I must be convinced that you are for me and I'm for you. People get easily, you know, like that, just because of little. So that God factor is essential, and I pray we will get it right in the name of Jesus. Number two, love. Marry who you love. Marry your friend. Marry somebody you communicate with. Somebody that is, you can easily, you know, your best friend is your partner. Some people, if you ask them, what do you guys talk about? They don't have anything they talk about. If you are in such relationship, quit. And if you have a relationship existing that the person, the lady or the guy is not born again, after this program, please quit it. I said so. Because Amos 3:3 says, can two walk together except if they agree? You have to agree. The foundation for any right relationship is God. Number two, love. I said it, love. I can have a whole lot of things, but one of the few things for you to help you in love is 1 Corinthians 13. What that tells you a whole lot about love. If you know that guy loves you, there are a whole lot of love tests you can do, that you know he loves you. Love is not hidden. You can see it. Bible says, for God so loved, it was open that he gave. So love, you must communicate. If that guy loves you, you have to communicate. Love is not sex. There are two different things. It's not sex. Love is not sex at all. Pastor Mojibi said earlier, sex is just made for the marriage. So love is different. That person that you think, if it's the right relationship, must love each other, must be body chemistry. Something that will do you giz-giz. Part of it. It's part of the love. If you are in somebody and you're not doing giz-giz, check it out, because it must. You know, Apostle Paul said, it is better to marry than to burn. That thing, for Apostle Paul, a high spiritual matter, it is better to marry than to burn. It means God puts that chemistry inside every man. And when it gets to that level where you can't hold yourself, it is time to marry. Don't go and commit. Tell your neighbor, it is time to marry if it is time. Number three, similar vision. Number three, tips for successful relationships. Similar vision. Division means different vision. Division. Division means different vision. Division. Different vision brings division. Similar vision helps you to get it right. Are you in a relationship? If you want to know if you are in the right one or not, both of you must have similar vision. Not somebody pursuing politics and another is not interested at all and is not ready to be at all, then you need to reconsider a whole lot of things. Number four, purity. Four, purity. Do all you can to stay away from premarital sex. Pastor Moshebi has said it earlier. Do all you can. Bible says, the marriage is honorable and the bed undefiled. Do all you can to stay away from premarital sex. Because of time, I can't tell you so much about what premarital sex does, but it has a lot of, apart from physical implications, there are spiritual implications. Sex is like a covenant. It's a covenant. It's a covenant. You know, back then in the Bible, when the priest enters the inner, the Holy of Holies, blood is shed. It's like a covenant. Only one priest enters. They will tie the leg, and then if there is, if they pull him out, and so that you will be able to know if he's dead. But you know, if you read your Bible back then in those days, you can liken it to sex. Sex is a covenant. God, so when you have a brand new product, there is always something like sometimes a seal around a brand new product. And it is the legit owner, not the thief, legit owner that tears that opening or whatever it is, that sits down and gets the best of that product. But he's legit. He has all the time. Sex is like that. God creates a hymen in ladies. That hymen is like what? A seal. Only your husband should cut in and get the best of you. Brethren, I pray the Lord will help us. If you are here, you've lost your virginity. Yes, but you can retrace it tonight. Don't keep losing it. Hallelujah. Get it right back in Christ from tonight. And I pray the Lord will help us in Jesus' name. Quickly, I just have, because my time is fast spent, I have some counsels for both ladies and the guys. Counsels, number one counsel is for the ladies now, counsel for the ladies, make your decisions fast and accurate with God's help while the brothers are still coming. Make your decisions fast and accurate with God's help while the brothers are still coming. Don't play too hard to get if you know you love him. You know, some ladies, you know that you don't play too hard. If you know you love him, say yes. It doesn't cheapen you at all. That's not how you know if you're cheap. That's not it. If you love him and you're convinced, you prayed, you have a go ahead in your it's you can go ahead. Number two, counsel for ladies, keep your coast clear. Avoid having too many male friends. Some ladies have so many male friends. Bobo, I don't want to use anybody's name. Bobo, Badegon. Sorry, then hope there is somebody here. Everybody called Badegon here. Badegon, Bangba, you know, like that. You have a lot of friends, and you are, as a lady, you can't define your relationship with them. They come so close. There is danger in it, because when the right person comes, he may not be able to know your level of relationship with those guys, and then he keeps the right person off. You are the one hindering yourself. So sometimes, if you are not interested, if a guy is your friend, it's not bad to have male friends, but let the friendship be well defined. Well defined. Well, let it be well defined. And then don't be too close to the opposite sex where you are not interested. Whenever you are not interested, don't be too close to the person. If you are not interested, stay away. And then number three, counsel for the ladies, be yourself. Be yourself. Be the best of yourself at every point in time. Be the best of yourself at every point in time. That means you want a relationship. Dress well. Look good. Don't be fake. No, too much pancake, cakey, cakey. That's not you. That's not real you. Be natural. Be yourself. There are so many fake ladies nowadays. Be yourself and be the best of yourself at every point in time. And don't be under pressure. Some ladies will tell you, somebody, my friend got married at 25 and I'm 30. That's your friend's time. Everybody has their own timing. I got an understanding a few days ago. God visited Samuel as when he was a boy, as a boy. As a boy, God visited him so much that revealed revelations to him that Eli had to seek for help with a small boy. God visited Abraham at 75. That time, look at 75, look at a boy. I'm sure it was less than 10 because the Bible said when he was weaned. So that age, but something struck me. God visited them at different times, but yet great impact. Nobody knew Abraham until God visited him. And yet the remaining days of, we are still talking about Father Abraham till date. Why? Because that was his time. Hello? It doesn't matter when your friend got married. It matters when you yield yourself to God so that God can visit you. Your own, God's timing is the best. God's timing is the best. What am I trying to say? Somebody got married at 25, thank God for him. Or thank God for her. Your own time is coming. Because Genesis 2:18 makes me understand that there is an helpmeet for me. There is an helpmeet for you. There is somebody created for you. And that person, if you have the God factor in you, must definitely come. Hallelujah. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. And then number four, counsel for ladies, don't dash yourself to a man. Don't dash yourself to a man. Don't make yourself a lady of loose virtue. How do I mean? So you notice a guy likes you. Cool down. Don't go all rush. You make him breakfast. You make him lunch. You make him dinner. Even when he has not requested. You make him all of that. You go to his house. You help him washing everything. Even his underwears. Why are you dashing yourself to a man? You go to a man's place. He wants to. You sleep over in his place. Why? Don't dash yourself to a man. Hello? No, it's the truth. Don't dash. There are ways. As a lady of virtue. A lady that knows, I said it earlier, knowing who you are in Christ. Who you are, a lady, a royal priesthood, a salt of the earth. But Pastor said yesterday that we are ambassadors on earth. Christ in you. Will you cheapen yourself that low because you want a guy to say hello to you? No. Don't dash yourself to a man. Have some self-dignity. Number five, equip yourself as a lady. Equip yourself. Many ladies nowadays don't want to equip themselves. Equip yourself. How do I mean equip yourself? Get enough messages. Gather messages. If you must get the right person, be the right person. Equip yourself. Get a lot of messages. Read a lot of books. Marriages. And just keep reading. And not just books. You know, as many you can lay your hands on. that can add knowledge and value to you. You know something? Books helped me this far. When before I got married, I was reading some books. It was every woman. When I wanted to get married, I just kept reading. And thank God for the knowledge I got from those books. You ask me why. When I got married, by His grace, I got married to my husband as a virgin. And you know something? I didn't know. It was in that book I read it. Something happened to me. When after the first few months where we got married, I kept going to the toilet to wee every now and then. So I thought I had an infection. I went to the hospital and the doctor said, you have an infection. They ran the stupid test and they said, you have this, you have that. And I said, what is it? But I don't know, I just stumbled on that book again. And I read something called honeymoon stiasis. That means if you get married as a virgin, it's likely for you to have honeymoon stiasis. That means frequent, initial sex like that happens and then it has... Read it for the ladies so that I don't download all the information to you. Go read it. You know, that gave me enough courage. That doctor, I was so angry with her. The following day, because she kept asking me if I had done this, have you done abortion before? I said, me. And you know, I saw the lady yesterday for the first time in a long while. I didn't know if she remembered. I just looked at her like this. You don't know your job as a doctor. But what am I trying to say? If I was not well equipped, I would have fallen a victim of some quack doctors, I'm sorry to say. And another thing, equipping yourself in it's part of the knowledge I got. As ladies, equip yourself. Things that have to do with legit reading. Women, it was that I read also this thing about resource factor. If you're a resource, we all know our blood groups, O negative, O positive, AB positive, like that. Knowledge. So nobody will sit you down and teach you some things. You need to read and equip yourself. I read it. When I knew I was O negative, I knew some... It's not bad to be O negative or A B positive, but there are some things that you must do when you get married. It happens to the ladies. For example, if you're O negative or you're A B negative, when you give birth, you have to take a particular drug called Rogam. All the things, I didn't know. Nobody sat me down to tell me. But people have fallen victims. And so many side effects have gone off. Why? Because of lack of knowledge. As ladies, equip yourself. My time is fast spent. Let me move to the guys quickly. So equip yourself in all areas. Counsel for the guys. Number one, if you have anything to say as a guy, say it on time. Say it on time. When you're not interested in the lady, watch from afar. Don't come too close. Don't come too close. Watch from afar. If you're not interested, it is fraudulent, highly fraudulent, to see a sister off to her house the first day, the second day, and you're not interested. The third day, you keep, I appreciate you, Sister Buki. I appreciate you. Sorry, Sister Bola. I appreciate you. Oh, Sister Banana. You shall keep appreciating the sister every now and then. But you have no interest. Excuse me. If you are a guy that has the Holy Spirit living in you, you should know that, or perhaps if you don't know, ladies are moved by what they hear. And guys are moved more by what they see. So don't keep saying words you don't. Calling, it's very irresponsible of you, if you're not interested in a lady, to call a lady at late night, past 10, past 11. You know, sounds. Hello. I think I have a bad voice, right? you know, pick your phone and say, hello. What are you doing right now? And then the lady says, I'm just trying to sleep. Really? Wow. You're wearing your lingeries or something. And then you say, oh. The following day. Obviously, she's expectant. You now kill the thing. Say, I didn't see you in rehearsals. Don't leave rehearsals. Go straight to the point if you have interest. And don't, it's very fraudulent. Please, if you are here and you are involved in such, honestly, desist. Yeah, desist. Number two. It is fraudulent. It's fraudulent. Don't allow, as guys, don't allow investments when you have no intentions. Invest when you have no intentions. You eat free food. Free. The sister gives you free food. You eat. You enjoy escorting her every now and then. Some people don't even have shame. They collect money safe from the ladies. Yeah, I've seen people that. And because you like, you know, ladies. A lady can give you all she has, her life savings, if she's sure that the guy loves you. Women, honestly, God has wired us in a very funny way. I'm telling you. A lady when you confirm that she genuinely, she loves you, if you tell her bring your eyes, she will bring it. So you know she has, you know, these feelings for you. You collect, you collect, you collect, you collect. That's a thief. Please desist from such if you are involved in any. Don't allow investment. There are nice ways of, if you know you're not interested or you are passing the green light in a funny way, there are nicer ways that you can tell her and you don't hurt her. Set your boundaries and let her know that you don't have such intention. That makes you responsible and a honorable child of God. Number three, as a guy, don't jump from one relationship to another. Today, Sister Ngozi, God bless, no Sister Ngozi in the house. 3 months after you break up, you go to Sister Ndubisi. After 4 months with Sister Ndubisi, because you feel you are a fine boy, you go to Sister Alima. You date Sister Alima for about 4 or 5 months in the same church, in the same unit. Afterwards, you move from Sister Alima, you go again to Sister Nkiruka. And then the question is, you are a child, 1 Peter 2:9, called forth to show forth the praises of who has called you out of darkness into his. Are you showing light by moving from one sister to another? That's the insane question. If you have prayed well, like I said, the first factor is God factor. Pray well, let God. There are procedures. If you've prayed, you have a conviction that this person is the person for you. Okay, make your findings. And you haven't done your findings, go seek your pastor's consent. Involve your pastor. Let them, you know, okay, go. She's go ahead. And they are giving you go ahead. And you are go ahead. You go ahead. Somehow, if you are focused and serious-minded, once you are in that relationship, you give it all you have, all you can, and ensure it works. I'm not saying you can't break off relationships. Well, for one reason or the other, but when it becomes like 2 months here, 3 months here, 3 months here, and then in the whole department or in the whole church, you have had an affair about 5 ladies. It's not good. That doesn't define who you are as a child of God, as an ambassador. It means even probably when you get married, you might have problems staying with a particular woman. That is what it will give. If another girl were to say yes to you, and she knows that you have had 5 ladies before, she knows the 5 ladies, that there's nothing wrong with them. She can see them very vibrant sisters. Definitely she might have a rethink in considering saying yes to you. It can even shield you from having a good relationship afterwards. So as a guy, think well. And I pray with all of this, my time is far spent, overspent by 1 minute. And I pray the Lord will help us. I have so much to say, but because of the short time, I believe that God must have dropped something in your heart and will help every one of us here tonight to choose right in the name of Jesus. Quickly, question and answer session. If you have questions, please. Okay. All right. Praise the Lord. If you have questions, please let's pass them. Right about now, we are going to be handling the question and answer session. And I pray God will help us all in Jesus' name. Please, while the questions are being passed, can we say a word of prayer in 1 minute? Father, we thank you. We give you all the praise.
Wow. I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-788-78 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate you.